Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The true and living God freely testifies of himself. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. He is clearly the first cause of all events and is limited by nothing except himself. He further declares the complete fulfillment of his will in the occurrence of all events by saying, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Those who would oppose the view of God as the predestinator or determiner of all events are those who ultimately think it possible for men to establish their own righteousness before God. They would try to make the scripture references to God's foreknowledge to be speaking of a mere ability to know ahead of time what things will occur, like some two-bit gypsy fortune teller. They find some odd comfort in thinking that any sort of event may randomly happen without God directing that course, but rather sitting idly by as a mere observer of what does occur. Such a view is quite comfortable to the natural mind, but is diametrically opposed to the revelation of the God of the Bible, who testified to John, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Those who go about to establish their own righteousness consider that men are in some kind of a probationary state before God, wherein their own actions can either fulfill the will of God or thwart it. They view God as hoping all men will follow a certain path, but absolutely uncertain what men will do, except that he can look into the future like some superhero of the comic books and merely twiddle his thumbs as men do whatever they determine to be done. They usually rise in anger when confronted with such scriptures that indicate the elective grace of God, such as those Paul mentions. For the children, being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Some will even admit that God elects men unto salvation, but balk at the plain truth that he also ordains some unto damnation according to his purpose. The revelation of this truth strips men naked and bare before God and manifests the fact that apart from his mercy, they shall surely perish. They have no remedy of their own. It is impossible that a man could be lifted up with pride or strut about with some false sense of his own righteousness when he has been convinced by the Holy Ghost of the same truth that Nebuchadnezzar was brought to. And at the end of the days, I bless the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, what doest thou? Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. The one who has revealed himself as the Savior of sinners has plainly demonstrated that he has fully accomplished the exact purpose which he came into this world to perform. Were he not that living God who predestinates the beginning and the end, he could not have assured the salvation of his people, nor proclaimed that all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. Just as the Aaronic high priest went into the Holy of Holies with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel emblazoned on his breastplate, so did our great high priest enter into the very presence of his Father with the names of all of his elect written upon his breast, yea, graven upon his heart. Just as surely as our substitute offered himself without spot to God in order to fulfill his own predestined purpose, so does he order the application of that salvation which he has purchased and ordained for his people to receive. Even as Luke tells us in the book of Acts, and when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Has he begun a work in you?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.